Now, the first observation we need to make about disease is simply this. It is not your doctor's job to stop you from getting sick. Doctors are in the disease business. They are not in the health business. It's our own responsibility to make sure we don't get sick. So we need to get that straight. Doctors are not there for disease prevention. Lots of people say, well, they don't concentrate too much on prevention. Well, actually, that's not really what they have been trained to do. They're trying to fix you when you break. It's your job to make sure that you don't break to begin with. Now, the other thing we need to look at is the vast majority of these diseases that are killing us are what we call metabolic diseases. These are diseases that are wedded to our utilization of food. Cancer, heart disease, stroke, osteoporosis, 150 of them, including Kawasaki disease, which is a fulminating deficiency of high-performance Japanese motorcycles. It's also a copper deficiency. And these are metabolic problems, food-related problems. The other group are toxin-related problems. We'll come on to them. But if the vast majority of the diseases that are killing us are related to food, why don't they train doctors in nutrition? Dr. Andrew Saul comments on Western attitudes to diet and nutrition, quote, "I have seen the foolishness of conventional disease care wisdom. I have seen hospitals feed white bread to patients with bowel cancer and Jell-O to leukemia patients. I've seen schools feed bright red slush puppies to seven-year-olds for lunch, and I've seen those kids vomit up a desktop full of red gunk afterwards. I've seen those same children later line up at the school nursery for hyperactivity drugs. I've seen hospital patients allowed to go 2 weeks without a bowel movement. I've seen patients told they have 6 months to live when they might live 60 months. I've seen people recover from serious illness only to have their physician berate them for having used natural healing methods to do so. I've seen infants spit up formula while their mothers were advised not to breastfeed. I've seen better ingredients in dog food than in the average school or hospital lunch, and I've seen enough." There's lots of doctors that are extremely upset with the fact that they're not allowed to practice nutritional medicine. And that's one of the major keys that we need to look at, and we're going to come back to that. In fact, before we do, let's just see how idiotic this really is. How many of you would agree that you become what you absorb? It's not rocket science, is it? The six ways stuff gets into the body: through what you eat, what you drink, what you breathe in, what you put on your skin, what you look at. Can that change you? Yeah. And what you listen to. Those six areas, you can imagine, are six gates to a city. You've got to make sure that those six gates are guarded, because if not, then you start getting undesirables sneaking into the metropolis. Now, if you think about that just for a moment, if you become what you absorb, then why is it that they don't train our doctors in nutrition? It's because doctors are trained in institutions funded by the drug industry. And those doctors, once they're given that coveted MD, are tied to the apron strings of the General Medical Council or whoever it is down here. And those doctors are, if you like, disciplined if in fact they stray from the creed that they've been taught to practice. And for the rest of that doctor's career, he will no doubt receive long lines of drug company reps going in there telling him about the latest new drugs that are on the market. Not training doctors in nutrition is not just dumb, it's not just dangerous, it's actually insane. Now, let's have a couple of definitions of the word insanity. Anybody? Doing the same thing and expecting different results. How about that one? Or if I break into your house and spend the next 3 hours doing your ironing. Want me to come over your place and get a little crazy? Huh? Okay. Or if I bring you into my kitchen and face you with an overflowing sink. So just picture, there's a sink over there, it's gushing onto the floor. I'm sitting there watching carefully and I watch what you do next. You go for the mop or the tap. Which is it? The tap. Yeah, I always listen for a mop in there somewhere. Only somebody beyond human help would watch a sink gushing onto the floor, grab a mop and start mopping up. But that is exactly what medicine is doing with disease. Let me give you an example. Cancer medicine, the tumor is the enemy. Have you noticed that? That's why chemotherapy and radiation and surgery are all angled towards fixing the tumor, killing the tumor, ridding the tumor. But here's the problem. You can irradiate a tumor all day long. You can poison it with chemotherapy drugs to stop it replicating, or you can cut the tumor out all day long if you want, and those tumors can and do grow back. Not in all cases, but in the vast majority of cases, they will, and the reason they will is that you have not corrected the underlying metabolic problem that started that cancer in the first place. Now, the other